Rabotai, just one halakha. Maran in Shin Mem in Halakha Zayin said that Otam Shemahadikim Begadim Saviv Zerotem Ayde Achut. They used to have on the cuff, the cuffs were loose, so they used to have a string, like a drawstring, that would pull it, and that would tighten the cuff. So from that, Chamavadya learns that it's okay to use a drawstring that's on, let's say, a raincoat in order to tighten the hood, or even Hakam Avadia holds you'd be able to attach the hood on Shabbat to the raincoat with snaps, or even a zipper, or let's say putting the lining into a raincoat on Shabbat via a zip if you need it, that would be permissible also. So that's more or less the Inyan Tefira. However, the Poskim do say that it's forbidden to attach something with glue to each other. So, for example, if you have, say you have a you have a post-it or something like that that has some glue on the back of it, would be forbidden to attach it to an index card or something like that. Furthermore, Shulchan Aruch then discusses a case where you have in Halakha Chet, different subject. You cannot make a pillow on Shabbat. You cannot fill the pillow with feathers on Shabbat. That would be mitaken mana. However, it does say that it would be permissible on Shabbat to blow up a balloon. Of course, you cannot tie it. You cannot make the knot. But let's say a plastic ball for the kids, that you just plug it up. He says that would be permissible on Shabbat. There's no issur in blowing air into the balloon. Or using a hand pump, he says, that should be permissible as well. Blowing up an inflatable mattress also, for example, you need it for Shabbat. Hakam Avadya also, and Hazon Avadya Chelek Gimal Amud Shin Ayin, would say that that is permissible as well. And the next subject is talking about Me'amer. So the halakha when it comes to Me'amer is not allowed to gather things from the ground, that come from the ground. You cannot gather them in the place where they grow. So Hacham Ben Sion has a chedush over here that if, let's say, a guy in his backyard under the tree, some fruit, fell under the tree, one would not be allowed to gather them and put them in a basket. Yisud Deoraita, that would be, because you're gathering fruit in the place from where they grow. He says if it's on the porch, since it's outside, you shouldn't gather them and put them in the basket. That would be Ovdin Dehol. So you can just pick them up and eat them as you want. In the house, however, he says if fruit fell on the floor, they're considered collected already, because the house gathers everything as one, and therefore he says mutar. So in the case of Me'amer, Chacham Ben Sion gives three cases. Under the tree where they grow, Asud Deoraita. Outside, not under the tree, Asud Rabbanan Ovdin Dehol. In the house, if the fruit falls on the floor, it would be permissible to gather them up and put them in the basket.